Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, Jessica. I have Katina Calvert on the other line, and she got exposed to Roundup. Could you please take the call from here?
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Bye, Katina. You both have a good one.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Katina.
Hi.
Hi. So again, my name's Jessica. The call is being recorded here. I'll be helping you out today. So just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you with a claim, correct?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear. Did you ever have any, like, reoccurrences, anything like that, where you went into remission and then it came back?
No, ma'am.
No.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah, thank God. And you said you were the one that was diagnosed, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then do you know what year, estimately, you were diagnosed with it?
Yes, ma'am. I was diagnosed in 2019.
Okay. And were you spraying the product at home or at work or both?
At home. At home.
Okay. Do you know what cities you were spraying it in? Or city?
Mm-hmm. Mississippi.
What city in Mississippi?
Oh. In West Point.
West Point. Okay. Sorry about that. And then were any other family members, neighbors, anything like that also diagnosed?
No, not that I was aware of.
Okay. And what was your age at time of diagnosis?
37.
Okay. And then do you know estimately what year you first started using the product? Is it when you moved into a home? Is there any?
Yes, I had started in May 2009, I remember.
2009.
Exact date.
Okay. That's okay.
Yes, it was in May.
Okay, and then do you know what year you estimately stopped or the last time you used it?
Yeah, I didn't stop until like 19 because I was using it for my garden and everything.
Okay.
So I used
that would have been
a good while.
Yeah, roughly like 10 years. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And then some of the questions here are a little bit repetitive, so I apologize in advance. But do you think you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
I used it mostly. Yes, ma'am. You could say that, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and then the phone you're speaking on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
A smartphone.
Okay. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
Okay. And then I'm going to read through a list of illnesses here. Just let me know if you were ever diagnosed with any of these. Any HIV, AIDS, or organ transplants?
No, ma'am.
Autoimmune disease or Epstein-Barr?
No, ma'am.
Hepatitis B or C?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis or lupus?
No, ma'am.
Diabetes?
Diabetes, I will.
Right, okay. And any cancer, well, other than your non-Hodgkin lymphoma, has there been any other cancers that require chemo? No. Any family history of cancer?
Oh, no, ma'am. Not that I'm aware. I'll say that.
Okay. No worries. And then next year we'll go through the injured party information. So you said the diagnosis was non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And then can you spell your first name for me?
Yes, Katina, K-A-T-I-N-A.
Okay, and then your last name?
Calvert, C-A-L-V-E-R-T.
Is that D as in dog or V as in Victor?
No, ma'am. V as in Victor.
V as in Victor, okay. So sorry. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Yes, a female.
Female, okay. Perfect. And then are you currently married?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then next year, what is your date of birth?
March the 20th,
1973. So you said March 20th, 1973?
Correct.
Okay. And then your social?
341-64-3784.
And again, it was 341-64-3784?
Correct.
Okay. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from, like, social media, TV, family, friends?
TV.
TV. Do you know what year... you first became aware of that your injuries may have been related to Roundup? This is best your knowledge.
When I went to the doctor. I went to the doctor. I started having symptoms. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what is your height?
5'3".
Okay. And then your weight?
185.
Okay. And then primary contact information. What is your email address?
Calvert without the T. C-A-L-V-E-R-K-A-T-I-N-A at Gmail.
So C-A-L-V-E-R, your first name, at gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
And then the phone you're speaking on, that's your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your husband's name?
Forrest Calvert.
Forrest?
It's T-O-R-I-S. Forrest.
Taurus, there we go. Okay, so
Calvert.
Sorry.
Yes.
And then Roundup usage information. So how many times per month were you using the Roundup? This is best to your knowledge.
I use it pretty regular because I was using it, I'd say, pretty regular, 4 or 5 times a day.
Per month,
I mean,
4 to 5 times?
Oh. Within a week, not a day. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Is that for the whole month?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then how many months out of the year were you using it?
I use it pretty regular, so.
Like all year round?
Mostly in the summertime. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, if we did 4 times 12, be 48 times per year, and then times the 10 would be 480 total times, roughly.
Yeah.
And then did you spray Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
I did, yeah.
Okay. And then you already gave me the estimated start and stop dates. You said May of 2009 up until 2010.
Uh-huh.
Were you using any protective gear while applying the Roundup?
No, I didn't. I mean, I wore gloves as far as using the spray bottle. But
okay.
No, ma'am. At the time, I didn't. No, ma'am.
Okay. And then you said you were using it at home, so it would have been residential exposure.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Was it just for, like, lawn care and maintenance?
It was.
Okay.
Sit down.
And then you were the one that was doing, you were doing the spraying? Or was it?
I was. Yeah,
you were. Okay, so you were the one personally spraying it.
I was.
Did you ever get your water, like home water, from a well?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and then were you ever exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay, then product information. Do you know if you added anything to it or if it was all ready to go and came in pre-mixed bottle or concentrated for the type?
Oh, concentrated. Concentrated.
Okay. Do you know where you were purchasing it, like a Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, Ace's?
Home Depot.
Do you have any proof of purchases, credit card receipts, anything like that? If not, no worries.
Like what now?
Do you have any receipts still?
Oh, no, ma'am.
No, okay. Do you have any Roundup still in your possession, like old bottles, anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Were you ever a cigarette smoker?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
I am.
Okay. Who's your current employer?
I work for Wise Staffing.
Okay. And then your job title?
I'm a manufacturer.
Manufacturer. Okay, and then did you lose any time from work due to, like, surgeries or treatments?
I did. No, well, it was outpatient. I stayed in the hospital for 7 days. At that time when I went, I was on layoff, so I didn't,
okay.
I didn't, no, ma'am, I don't.
Okay, no worries. Were you ever in the military?
No, ma'am.
No. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you ever filed disability, worker compensation, or bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And then other than, like, minor traffic offenses, like a parking ticket, were you ever convicted of a crime?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. And then next year, the medical information. Do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
I do.
Okay. What is it?
It's Dr. Stephen Stephen is S-T-T-H-E-N Willikerson. It's W-I-L-K-E-R-S-O-N. I might not pronounce it right.
That's okay. Do you remember what hospital he's at?
Yes, North Mississippi Medical.
North
in Luca.
Mississippi Medical. North Mississippi Medical, one second here. Where was the hospital located? What city?
In Luka, Mississippi, Luka, Mississippi.
Okay. It's on Curtis Drive.
It is. Yeah. 1777.
Okay. Did you have treatments there as well?
I did.
Yeah, okay.
My treatment started in July, I believe. Yeah, in 2019.
July.
Okay. It was hot.
Okay. And then there would be a medical record to indicate the cancer diagnosis and type, at least with a doctor.
Okay. You say what now?
A doctor would have the medical record if you don't have it, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure. And then they do want to know how the diagnosis impacted your life. Was there, like, mental, physical stressors, any family, financial, anything like that?
Yes, all of that.
All of it?
Yes,
okay.
That was mental. I mean, just the point of, you know, using something that you thought wasn't that serious and then to have cancer. I mean, that's stress in itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then they do want to know what type of treatment you received for the diagnosis. Was there chemo, radiation, immunotherapy, surgery?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Chemo.
Chemo. Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
56 Cooperwood Avenue, West Point, Mississippi, 39773.
And again, it was 56 Cooperwood Avenue, West Point, Mississippi, 39773.
Correct.
Okay. And then lastly, here are the emergency contacts. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with the case for your loved ones. Would you like to add emergency contact?
No, ma'am.
Oh, okay. No worries. Okay, one moment. And then I'm just going to read through some of the information here. You could just give me yes or no. So I'm just verifying real fast. So you were diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin lymphoma in 2019 at age 37?
Correct.
And you were using the product at home, and you were the one personally spraying it?
Yes.
And then you started estimately in May of 2009 and stopped in 2019, and you did spray the product for more than 10 days?
Correct.
Okay. And then you did spray Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold. I'll be right back, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. One moment. Thank you.